Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Today, we're still continuing with our Steps to Christ analysis. Today, we're talking about repentance, the heart's turning point, with Dr. Bodney Molosiwa, who's joining us on the line to give us some perspective. But you must be aware that many people confuse repentance with merely saying sorry to God. Oh, and this is a pet peeve of mine, people who think they can do wrong and then say sorry. I don't know if I've ever seen in the scripture where people are apologizing and not repenting. Repentance is not apology, and apology is not repentance. Or is it? Steps to Christ teaches that true repentance is much, much deeper. It is a transformation of the heart. Repentance is not just about regret for sin, but about a deep sorrow that leads to change. Yet even repentance is a gift from God. Without the work of the Holy Spirit, we're told, we wouldn't even feel the need to repent. How do we, then, ensure that our repentance is genuine and not just an emotional response to guilt? Again, we do have Dr. Bodney Molosiwa joining us on the line. Good afternoon to you, Doc, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, and thanks for having me once again.
Define for me, before we get into this, just define for me, what is repentance as far as the world is concerned? And then how does Steps to Christ define true repentance?
All right. So as you made your the introductory line, I was actually listening to what you said, which was quite profound, that repentance is different from feeling guilty or sorrowful for the wrong things that you have done, which is what the world eventually reduced the word repentance to simply mean, oh yeah, I'm sorry, I feel terribly sorry about this. But there's a profound statement that is said in the book Steps to Christ, page 23. It says, repentance includes sorrow for sin and a turning away from it. And she goes on to say, we shall not renounce sin unless we see its sinfulness. Until we turn away from it in the heart, there will be no real change in the life. So what we get there is a very profound statement speaking to repentance. Yes, you need to feel sorry about the terrible things you have done. But if you stop there, that's simply sorrow. It's stress. But you go on to say, this is sinful as far as it is, and I need to change from the wrong that I've committed. Otherwise, it loses the whole purpose.
Right. Yeah. Right. So what is the difference between remorse and repentance?
Yeah. So remorse is a terrible feeling that you have following an act that you personally committed. So it's more of saying, I feel terribly wrong that I damaged your car or your property, or I destroyed your marriage. And you genuinely feel that. But as for repentance, it doesn't end where you are terribly wrong about that particular thing. It goes on to say, now that you are sorry about it, what are you going to do about that? In other words, if I've stolen from you and I feel terribly sorry and I tell you, no, I'm sorry, and then the next day, my actions have nothing to show that what I did was actually wrong, then it won't help. Maybe an example that can help us to understand the difference between remorse and repentance is what happened to Judas Iscariot in chapter 27 of Matthew.
Right.
He was actually hurt. He was remorseful for what had happened, for the sheer fact that Christ actually died because of his contribution. But unfortunately, he ended up committing suicide.
Right.
But we notice another disciple, that is Peter.
Right.
Peter was remorseful that he actually denied Christ. But what followed after that is that Peter turned his life around and said, I betrayed him, I'm terribly sorry, but he alone can change me and bring me to a state of acceptance in God. And we see the great things that Peter did after that turnaround moment. So those are the two clearly stated examples that you can pick from the Bible to give the difference between sheer remorse and repentance.
So we are led to believe and we're made to believe that repentance is not just an event. It's a continuous process. I want to know why. Why is repentance a continuous process in the Christian life?
All right. So going back to the definition before we get to the continuous nature of repentance. Repentance is sorrow for sin and turning away from it. And then we notice it, the sinfulness of what we have committed. Now, there's a big word in Christianity known as sanctification, meaning growing from glory to glory, if we were to simplify it. Now, repentance means that if it's done right, we move from the sin that we have committed and we become a better Christian. Now, as we come closer to Christ and our eyes are opened to the sinfulness of sin itself, we start seeing better definitions of what sin is. For example, when you are new in the faith, murder could simply mean you have taken someone's life. But Christ goes further to say, if you look at someone with hatred, you have already committed that sin. Now you get a better definition of sin. You repent from the sin that you have committed. You become a better Christian. You come closer to Christ. Now, this has to be continuous because God's revelation is continuous. And the more you notice how far away you have been to God, you don't just end it saying, I hate God, and you leave it there, but you change for the better. You notice that repentance is more like a step ladder that takes us a step higher, closer to God, every time we notice that we have actually erred.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So finally, if repentance is a gift from God, that's what Steps to Christ is suggesting, what is our role in experiencing it then?
So repentance is a gift from God, and it has to be understood in that way. Because when you think of it, the devil wants us to remain in a state of remorse. He wants us to remain in a state where we are guilty and we remain there. Because for him, if we stay there and we don't improve, guilt will kill us. Now, God gives us this gift to say, you don't have to stop at a place where you are not sure of what is going to happen in the future. I can help you that through your sorrow, you can grow to become a Christian. And I've already made plans to accept you as your God. And he says, I'll give you this gift to you so that you could do the thing. Now, for us to experience this repentance is for us to open our eyes and to look to God and say, God, here I am. I do not have what it takes within me to make myself a better person. I've got no recommendation letter that I could produce to say I'm with you of this, but I'm pleading for that gift that only you can give. And one thing that I've learned is our God is an all-powerful, forgiving God who will not leave us in a state where we cannot come to him for any gift that is enough to bring us into salvation. Now, when we understand who God is and what he's willing to do, especially pertaining to the sins that we have committed, and understanding that he's an all-forgiving God, then we can come to him, as Paul says, boldly, before the throne of mercy, knowing that with accepting the gift of repentance that he has given us, then we can grow from our errors here.
Okay. All right. That's it for today. That's our conversation with Dr. Botany. I'm going to see what doctor. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time once again. Let's pick it up again tomorrow, same time, same place. Have a wonderful day further.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.